This is Erie from Apple Support. We have found some suspicious activities in your iCloud account, but your iCloud account has been breached. Before using any Apple device, please contact Apple Support Advisor. Press 1 to connect with Apple. Your call is in a queue and will be answered shortly. Your call is in a queue and will be answered shortly. Your call is in a queue and will be answered shortly. Your call is in a queue and will be answered shortly. Your call is in a queue and will be answered
Thank you for reaching Apple Home. May I help you?
Yeah, somebody said something wrong with my cloud.
I do believe you must have received an automated call from the Apple server. So this call is regarding your iCloud account, which has been breached from overseas, from Russia and Romania. Are you the one who is traveling to these locations?
No, I didn't go there.
Okay. And any suspicious activity you noticed on your email?
How do I know?
Okay. So it seems that someone else is having an unauthorized access to your account, because from last 24 hours, we have received several notifications that your account has been logged in multiple times from two different locations, Russia and Romania.
Wow.
So we have to diagnose this problem and remove all the hackers from your network as well as from your account.
Okay.
Do you own a computer or laptop?
Oh, yeah, a bunch of them.
Okay, can you please turn it on?
Okay, it's on.
It's on. Yeah. Go to the web browser, whatever web browser you're using, Google Chrome, Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Type in the address bar.
Okay.
It's www. Fastsupport.com.
Hang on, what was that now?
It's fastsupport.com.
Oh, okay.
/Apple.
Apple. A-P-P-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. What if I'm using peaches instead? Apples. Well, you still there?
Well,
yeah. Okay, I'm there. What do you need next? Says something about connections or something.
Establish support connection, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the name section, type in your first name.
Okay. Hang on a minute, I'm going to fire my laptop up. My desktop ain't doing very good right now, so I got this laptop here. I'm gonna turn it on and go there instead for you, okay?
Okay.
It's a little faster, you know.
So your desktop, you're using your desktop now?
Well, I was on the desktop, but it's really slow. I'm having issues with it, so I got this laptop next to me here, and I just pushed the power button on it. And we're going to try to use that, okay? It's a little better machine.
Okay.
But it'll take a minute for it to get up here.
Okay,
of course,
okay, sure.
I'll
take your time.
Okay. had a lot of these hackers around here let you doing this stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Gosh. So where are you Apple guys at? You out down in Florida or somewhere? Where are you out of?
We are in California, Cupertino, California, Apple Park.
Oh, California, okay. Nice out there, boys. Below zero here right now. Let's see here. Okay, I'm almost at the desktop. I just put my password in. And
okay.
Up here, and I'll get my browser running in a minute. There we go. Loading applet. There we go. Try to use my Chrome here. Boy, it's only a busy day there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, now it was fastsupport.com. /Apple, huh? SPPORT.com /Apple. Okay. Okay, now it's just fastsupport.goassist.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, get my name in there. What do we do next?
So in the support key, type in number 116.
Mm-hmm.
951.
Mm-hmm.
623. You can continue?
Nope, it won't take the three. All you can do is put the two in there and it won't go no farther.
It's 116.
Uh-huh.
951.
Yeah. 623. It won't take the three. I got 11 and then it put a dash in on me. And then I got 695 and then I got a dash.
Yeah.
And then I put 162 in and that's as far as it'll go. I'm pushing the three and nothing's happening.
So it's 116951623.
Yeah, that's what I put in.
It's 9-digit number.
The first one's only 2 digits. It wouldn't take. It automatically put a dash in there on me.
You can clear it out the support key and type it again.
Okay, maybe them dashes shouldn't be there even, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they gotta be there. Weird.
It's 116?
Yeah, I put 11, and I can't put the 6 in, I get a dash. So I don't know what's going on. I'm on Chrome.
Yeah.
116-9516 is all I can put in. Oh, wait, no, there was a 3-2 there, but I can't put the last number in. 623, yeah? Nope. I'm hitting 3, and it's stuck on the 2.
So you can't type 3 over there?
No. I only got 8 digits I can put in here. And this support key, I think. They won't put the 11 in, and it won't take a third number. The 6
so
goes over.
In the key section, there is a blank. There you have to type this key.
Yeah, that's where I'm typing it. Well, I'm going to send you a screenshot.
No.
Oh. I'm right under support.
Clear it out and type it again.
Okay.
There must be a space there. So that's why you're not getting 3.
Oh. Okay, let me back her up. Need to delete, maybe? Oh, there we go. It took, you know, it jumped over. Wow. Well, I think it's working.
It's working?
It says this system isn't supported.
This system isn't supported?
Yeah. Go to system requirements.
So, are you using an iPad or a proper laptop?
I'm on a laptop, yeah. Run a Zorin.
So, in the address bar, type in again.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.
Okay.
Helpme.net. HELPME.
Uh-huh.
.net /Apple.
.net / Apple. Oh, got three P's. Better take one of them out. Helpme.net Apple. This XML file does not appear to have any style information associated in it. The document tree is shown below. Error, access denied. Request ID, 9B9965B679D2D61B. That's request ID. Now, I do have a host ID down here of 9PEYQG03, /QTYLTV9X. It goes out quite a ways there. And error, parse error. So.
You can use your desktop if it's not working on your laptop.
Oh, they're both doing it. I tried it both sides, yeah. So.
You try it on both?
Yeah.
Okay, clear out the web address what you have typed there. It's helpme.net.
Okay.
And type in again, it's www.fastsupport.com.
Okay. Fastsupport.com. Okay.
/Apple.
Uh-huh. Fast support, go assist, establish connection, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Type in your name in the name section.
Okay. Yeah. Okie doke.
And support key is?
Uh-huh.
116.
Uh-huh.
951.
623. Okay. And could we continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope. Same as the other machine, this system isn't supported. Oh, don't you?
This system isn't supported.
Yeah. Oh, don't you guys like Zorin or what?
Sorry?
I said, don't you like Zorin?
So you're using an iPad, I think, so that's why it's not working.
iPad? No, I'm running Zorin on my laptop here and on the desktop.
On your desktop.
Yeah, desktop too. I'm running Zorin on both. So am I infected pretty bad, or what's going on? Well?
Or press 9 to opt and cancel your submission.